We are the Pop Gorillas, and this is the show where we drop a spoiler-free review about anything from pop culture in less time than it takes to listen to a song. So buckle up for this book review, people. It's called The Invention of Science, The Scientific Revolution from 1500 to 1750 by David Wooten. Yep. That's really the name of the book, and I really read the fucking shit out of it. And let me tell you. Essentially, what this guy argues is that it's all semantics. The argument is that the things that we've understood about the world and about science and about philosophy and everything, it's all linguistics. And like, really, these ideas, I mean, he's not downplaying the brilliant scientific work or the brilliant philosophical work or whatever, but he's like arguing this idea that it's a revolution and that we sprung from the Dark Ages and the Renaissance was this and the scientific revolution was this, and you know, it's like magic and shit. He's like, it's not that. Like, these ideas have constantly been happening. And so he walks you through this like really amazing history of the way that science developed and the way that we kind of revere science and look back on science, and like science with a capital S. So it doesn't just mean like chemistry, it means philosophy, it means religion, it means literature. Like, science is like big timey thinking, you know, like words used to have different meanings. And so he delves into that, and it's like, I learned a lot. There's a ton of people I'd never even heard of. I probably should have taken a list of all the people that I'd never heard of, but of course I would have had to written a book, like, I don't know, The Invention of Science, to fill it with all the fucking people I'd never heard of. I mean, of course I've heard of some of them. It's very clever, and I learned so incredibly much. And I actually read it because I was going to use it for a class I was teaching, and then I thought, these are college sophomores and they'll hate me forever if I make them read this book. But then I kind of thought, man, maybe I should make them read it because maybe they need to hate me forever. And I went back and forth, and ultimately I decided not to have them read it. But I did use a lot of the ideas, and I used his primary research that he found to make my students read that stuff. So, very good. If you're interested in the history of science, capital S, you should totally get this book. It's fucking awesome. And don't forget to subscribe, because you never know when the Pop Gorillas will strike next.